It's not yet Advent, but here at Game On, we're looking ahead to those games that'll be taking up room under Christmas trees this holiday season. I'm Adam Rosser, and my elf helper for tonight is Andy Robertson, Wired UK's geek dad, and the man behind GamePeople.co.uk.
Hi Adam, how's it going?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
F1 race stars is what we used to call, when we were in the anime world, super deformed racing, which is basically recognisable characters shrunk down with dirty great big bobbleheads driving little scaled down Formula One cars. A little big planet karting, your sack boy or your redressed sack boy racing around various different kinds of tracks and arenas in carts made out of string and balloons and cardboard. This is another one, Andy, another set of face-to-face head-to-heads. That's what's really important with these ones, isn't it?
Yeah, the key here is that they offer this four-player split screen, so the screen divides into four quarters. Each player has their own car and sort of racer in their portion of the screen and can race each other simultaneously. And in a family setting, that's really nice.
They are quite different. I mean, Little Big Planet Karting has collectibles, has the pod up in the sky where you do your own building, has a more of a sort of an overt narrative. F1 Race Stars delivers on straight line charging about and a little bit of combat, a little bit of that Mario Kart combat, blur kind of combat stuff where you pick up power-ups and you can sort of fire them or leave them behind. But even then, quite carefully made so they're not terribly aggressive. If you get a red balloon after you, all that's going to happen is you're going to be popped up into the air for a couple of seconds and it's going to knock a couple of bumpers off. Nobody's going to get sort of blown to bits, are they? Again, these two very squarely pitched at mum, dad, the kids, or even four kids sitting on the sofa all playing against each other.
Yeah, I think that's quite a nice crossover with the F1 game. So it's from the people, isn't it, who made the proper big F1 racer. But it takes that franchise and all the licensed cars and drivers and sort of shrinks them down into the sort of anime cartoon style. And I quite like that. And there is more of a racing feel to it, isn't there? Where you don't do this sort of power sliding around corners. You have to actually corner properly. And it gives you a countdown to each corner like it would on a proper F1 game. So it feels like you are racing, although the tracks themselves are much more fantastical than what I remember when I used to watch F1. You get loop-the-loops and massive big banks and jumps. So there it is, much more of a kart racer.
They struck a really nice balance between accessibility and difficulty, which I wasn't really expecting. And I didn't know what I was expecting, and this one outperformed my expectations. Is that what you found?
It had that, it could get the dad involved, so you got a father and son sort of playing together. Mm. I've got a few friends who are really into F1, and there was enough of a hook there to get them playing this game when they wouldn't normally sort of join in and play. I did like Little Big Planet. I love the sort of Sackboy aesthetic, you know, it's always been really cute. And the fact that you can do an awful lot to create your own tracks there. Mm. I was a big fan of Mod Nation Racers, the game that preceded it from the developer. And I think they've done a really good job of bringing that from the sort of Mod Nation world to the Little Big Planet world. And maybe similar to you, I wasn't sure whether they'd managed to create an authentic Little Big Planet experience. But it feels just like the proper Little Big Planet platforming games.
Mm. There is a very distinct quality to a Little Big Planet game, isn't there? That's not just to do with the Stephen Fry voiceover. It's to do with the way the environments are put down. It's to do with the way that you achieve inside the games, isn't it?
Yeah, it has this sort of tactile, handmade sort of feel, doesn't it? As if the whole thing's been stitched together and is almost about to sort of burst at the seams. You know, with the karting, you know, they do sort of play to that quite nicely as you sort of, you know, you get blown up by various missiles and various attacks. And so it works quite well with the way it looks.
Mm. If you had to put a sort of cigarette paper between the two of them, which way would you go? Does it depend on the kid you're buying them for or the adult you're buying them for?
I think it does depend on your family. But for me, the fact that in Little Big Planet karting, you can create your own levels, and it's got that whole create side to it that's really in depth. I think that means it's going to have a longer life. And so once you've done with the tracks that you get, you can move on to the community circuits. And, you know, I'm sure they'll be creating the Mario Kart classic tracks and things. I'm looking forward to those.
Okay. Andy Robertson, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.